I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Most museums have far more items in their collections than are ever on display. Many of those specimens will never be displayed to the general public. Why then do museums have them? For research, of course. Museums are institutions dedicated to the increase and dissemination of knowledge. The public gets to see part of the dissemination role in the form of exhibits, and understandably tend to think that's all that museums do. However, gaining new knowledge from collections is an important part of the mission of many museums through research by museum curators and researchers located elsewhere. Most natural history museums have a variety of ways to ensure their collections fulfill their research functions. Many, such as the Centennial Museum, have some specimen data available on the Internet. Most make long-distance loans to researchers, for seldom does any one institution have all the material necessary for a research project. Most museums also welcome visiting scholars, providing specimens and workspace. Without this network of support and mutual aid, few collections-based research projects could be completed. I'm Florence Schwein.